I remember David and his brother. I was a camper then too. And they were known as bad boys. We were all regular boys, of course, but I knew David's mother too. She'd come up here as a guest and always had her boys on her heart. Mm-hmm. Many, many years. And David's brother Angelo was a good friend of mine, and he also came to the Lord after many years not close to the Lord. And he gave a testimony once that is sort of comical, but he gave it, and I don't think he would mind my repeating it. It was shortly after he had come to the Lord, and apparently he admits he had quite a temper and quite a mouth on him. And it was in the days when the men's room was not quite up to par. You know, now we have different regulations where the hot water can't be too hot. It's got to be regulated with valves and that type of thing. But those were the days where if someone would flush and you were taking a shower, suddenly the cold water would be cut off and it'd be scalding hot water coming down. And he gave the testimony that that happened to him once, and ordinarily his reaction would be to come out with a few expletives. And he didn't, and he knew that God had changed him. Mm. It was just another confirmation that God had changed his life. And I'm always amused by that, but I'm also very conscious of that's what it's all about, God changing lives. How often we in the office hear about from parents how kids are up here at camp and they come back and everyone sees a change in them. Now we pray that those changes remain. Sometimes the world could, you know why that is? First of all, it's because this place has been prayed through and is being prayed through mm-hmm. constantly. Brother Gordon Gardner, our first director, had a network of praying people all over the country and all over the world. And of course we can't coast on those prayers. We rely on everyone's faith, even these days, our churches. But you know one of the reasons why kids are changed and why they experience God? Because they're separate from the world. They come up to camp, we take away their electronic games, we take away everything. That's not to be mean. That's because we want to be totally God-centered, and I'm glad that we do that. We had parents of staff members years ago who thought they would treat our young girls and young guys and take them off the grounds on Saturday nights for ice cream or whatever. And we found that just going to Stewart's and browsing through the magazines or talking to the counselors from other camps, it was not good. And that's why we have more and more tended to keep everyone here as much as possible away from the influences of the world. And I believe that. I believe that's one of the reasons why God has kept this camp and changes people, because we're separate. And it's a lesson to us as we go back to the city to stay away from those things. But we can't help. They're all around us, but to stay away as far as possible. But I'm thankful. I too was blessed by the kids the other night. To see these kids and how they loved the Lord, how they sang from their hearts. Then when you have a tough season on staff, it's all worth it. To see how God can change a life, and I'm so thankful for that. And every one of us can be changed and needs to be changed. And God is able and willing to do it here as we give ourselves to Him. Amen.